The following program is brought to you in living color.
What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Everything on or around the vine, that's what we are all about. So this week we are getting along the vine very, very well. We have an interesting show stacked up for you today. We are actually going to talk about wine contest. And when you look at talking about wine contest, you think, oh great, we're going to talk about ratings again. We're going to talk about the French Exposition. Actually, no, we're going to take a different turn on this. When we talk about wine contest, what I'm talking about are those actual things where wineries or producers reach out to you and put neat things together. For our loyal listeners, you will remember that we had the Murphy Good people on talking about a really good job. I'm still heartbroken that they just didn't fall over backwards begging me to take the position in my spare time. But today we are lucky. We are going to have the actual winner of the really good job on the show, Hardy Wallace, and they can keep us updated on everything they are doing in their great job. But also we're going to speak with Wendy Nyberg. She is with the Sutter Home Winery, and I think Sutter Home pretty much leads the charge when it comes to wine contest. They are the one that created the Build a Better Burger idea, and what they espouse you to do is to go on, figure out the best hamburger you can imagine, send your recipes in, and they'll pick the best one. So when I talk about wine contest today, that's what I'm going to look for. Different things, ways to think outside the box. I don't know, literally or figuratively. We tried a wine contest with y'all to figure out whether or not we were going to go screw cap or cork finish on BR Cone wines. And of course, it turned out glaringly in favor of the screw cap. So see, contests do work. People do pay attention. So outside of our guest today, it's going to be hearing from you. And that's what we want here at The Crush. The show is supposed to be for and about you. So you need to reach out to us. You can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or you can now email me personally, lauralawson@winecrush.com. For those of you that are shyer, we do have a group on Facebook. And as always, there is our glorious website where you can find all the information on part of the shows you've missed. You can listen to those. And you can also find my great wine recommendations to get you through this season. So as long as we are talking, of course, about my great recommendations, let's get into those straight off the bat. I don't know about you, but we have hit the dog days of summer as far as I'm concerned. I know there's some of you specifically out there who are saying, we are not in the dog days yet. I really don't care. It's over 90 degrees. It's hot and I'm tired of it. So that means there's going to be no red wine recommendation today. I'm sorry, some of you may just wander off, turn the radio off. But no, we're definitely going to stick in the lighter category. The first wine I'm going to recommend, it's interesting enough that I had mentioned BR Cone earlier. But BR Cone has come out with something that's very limited production. And by my sweet talking, I managed to get my paws on a bottle. They do a Sauvignon Blanc. Now, of course, we know about the Olive Hill Cabernet. We know about the Silver Ladle Cab. We even know about the Doobie Red. But only those that are truly in the know there is a Sauvignon Blanc that exists. You can find it on their website, brcone.com. But what's great is it's more in a kind of a Fumé Blanc style. It spends some time on oak. I think it spends about 6 months on French oak. And it's got this great grapefruit that has some melon in it. You've got the little bit of oak to kind of balance it out. So even though it does have that great acidity that you like, it also has that little bit of oak to sweeten it up. So for those of you who want to impress your friends and confound your neighbors with something they haven't seen, BR Cone Sauvignon Blanc, get it off their website. And I think it runs about $20 a bottle, well worth the investment to have it shipped to you. The other one is I'm actually going to think pink today. Once again, when it gets over 100 degrees and you want something different, I think Americans as a whole shy away from rosés. we've gotten this whole image in our mind that anytime we drink pink wine, it's the sweet white Zinfandel. Oh, not true. Imolo makes a Syrah rosé, and that's E-M-M-O-L-O. And rosés are great for the summertime because they're that perfect wine for about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's hot. You've been sweating. You don't want anything overly acidic, but you don't want anything sweet. This is the perfect balance. Being made from Syrah, this has some great spice in it. It has some great berry flavor in it. Believe it or not, you do get a little bit of raspberry, and I will challenge you and say there's even some watermelon on this wine. Now, I know it's strange to hear about watermelon in a wine. I don't know whether it's psychosomatic, and I think that it tastes like watermelon because it's pink. But no, I've had people agree with me. So this is definitely something worth looking at. That's the MLO 2007 Syrah Rosé. I don't know if you remember, we had Cheryl Imolo on this show a while ago. And it's interesting, for those of you who don't know the history of the winery, go to the website and look it up. She is the kind lady that had the Sauvignon Blanc that went into Camus Conundrum. And she is also the ex-wife of Charlie Wagner. So she's got a great history and a great winery. And certainly everyone concerned with her winery has a great pedigree. So if you haven't checked out Imolo, please do. So we're looking at pink wines. We are looking at Chardonnays. And that's what I think about when we come to the end of summer. But what I'm more interested in, truly, every week I sit here, I pick wines. I actually diligently do research for you people. My liver is getting ready to stand up and revolt and say enough. So I figure I have sacrificed enough for all of you fine folk. I want you to tell me what you're drinking. I want to know what you're going to recommend. If you were sitting in my seat and you were thinking about what you had to tell your friends that they had to pick a bottle up, that's the wine I want to know. Email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com, and tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you think of my recommendations. See if we're on the mark. See what you think about them. I really, sincerely, for once, want to know thoughts. Well, when we're talking about a spousing contest and looking at what people think, it's neat to see how many wineries do reach out for the general public to get an idea of what they should be doing with their wines. You know, it's not just the Sutter Home Build a Better Burger. It's not just Murphy Good, a really good job. Wineries such as Gunlock Bunshoe, Mirasu, Glore Farm, Almaden, Columbia Crest, all these people have gone out directly to the streets, and I love this kind of grassroots movement. Gunlock Bunshoe, Gunny Bunny, did something really, really cool. They did a poetry contest. They wanted to hear what kind of poems you could write. I don't think they really wanted limericks, but I know they got some. But past that, they did some really interesting trial runs to get people excited about Gunlock Bunshoe, and I think the contest went over well. Mirasu took a different tact on it. They did I Do with Mirasu, and basically they were looking for your engagement stories or getting married, and if you came up with the best story and had the best essay, then they got involved with Reed Silver or let you know that you could have china, you could have flatware. They gave you about a $20,000 package. Almaden was working with an arts council, and they were looking for a logo, so they went out to all kind of people saying, hey, create a logo. What do you think is best? But see, ultimately, I think these are wineries we should stand up and pay attention to. For so long, and I'm not necessarily picking on them, but I want you to think about Franzi and his two-buck chuck. They hand us a bottle of wine, and they expect us to get behind it, whether it was two-buck chuck, whether it's Yellowtail, even some of our fine friends whose names end in vowels. They just figure they're going to set the trends. I respect more these wineries who are coming to us to ask us what the trends are. They're asking us to get involved. So keep that in mind as we go through the show and mention some names. And, of course, as always, you can get some great stuff out of these contests as well. Well, we have to take a small break right now. When we return, we'll have Wendy Nyberg from Sutter Home telling us how it is to build a better burger.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
The Wine Crush.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson, and we are continuing along our trek to find out about wine contests. And I mean those wine contests that actually have something to do with you. Right now, to help me along that trip, I have Wendy Nyberg. She is going to talk to us about the Sutter Home Build a Better Burger Contest. Wendy, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice. Sometimes I get to talk to you, and I don't really get a chance to talk about the fun stuff like this. So this is a nice change of pace.
Yeah, usually we're talking about wine and all the essences of wine, but this is a fun contest that has been around for almost 20 years now.
I was going to say, I hate to admit I was around for the first Build a Better Burger contest. So those of you who've been trying to figure out how old I am can almost date this. But past that, I think that the Build the Better Burger is truly the granddaddy contest of the one that is out there from wineries. Wendy, tell us a little bit about Build a Better Burger.
Well, you know what? Just like you, I was around, and I was actually in the wine business when this started, and I remember working for a competitor winery and saying to myself, gosh, that was such a great idea. I wish I would have thought of it. And it actually has been in, as a wine program, this is the longest running, forget about a contest, it's the longest running program that's probably has been out there in our industry. And the reason it was created, and if we go back just 20 years ago, anytime you would open a bottle of wine, everybody would ask you, what are you celebrating? And it wasn't as much of an everyday beverage as it is now. And Sutter Home created Build a Better Burger so that you could have demystify the wine experience and make it more of an everyday beverage. And what's more everyday than a burger? So they created a cooking contest where consumers all over the country can send in their favorite hamburger recipes and pair it with their favorite wine. And that's how Build a Better Burger was created. And I think the first, I think it was $10,000 was the first prize when 20 years ago, or it's actually 19 years ago, and today it's $50,000 for the best burger recipe in the country.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I wish more wineries were as proactive to get people to realize there's no mystique on wine and just to enjoy it. So now, basically, you ask people around the country to come up with their best burger recipes. I'm sure some of them are really out there. We'll get to that. And you what? You pick 10 finalists, they come out to Napa, and the winner gets $50,000, correct?
That is correct. What is, you know, consumers, they can go online. You can go to either sutterhome.com or buildabetterburger.com. And you just enter your recipe. It's very simple. And we get about 10,000 recipes a year.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. It's one of the biggest cooking contests. We're second in the country for cooking contest, and the program starts around April 15th every year, tax day, and it runs through mid-August, and we have a culinary panel that goes through every recipe, and there's quite a few recipes that are picked, and then we get five beef finalists, which are beef-based hamburgers.
Okay.
And five alternative, which is anything but beef. So chicken, seafood, pork, or whatever. So there's 10 finalists. The beef finalists get $50,000, and the alternative is a $10,000 prize.
That's amazing. So at least we know where the beef is.
Right, exactly.
We can definitely catch up with that. Well, who picks the winner? How do you get your culinary panel together?
There is actually, we have a culinary director. We have a couple of members that are full-time on staff with us here because we have a whole culinary center that's part of Sutter Home Winery. And James McNear, who is an esteemed cookbook author, very well-known, he's involved in the panel. And we usually bring in one other culinary person. Each year it's different. So internally, it is everybody is involved in picking their favorite recipes, and then it's really just a round table of discussing, you know, what's most creative. Also, we don't like recipes that are overly complicated because some of these recipes you have to take a loan out in order to buy the ingredients. You know, we need to have it so when you're home, you're not taking a day off from work to have to produce it, you know.
So no Kobe beef, please, people.
Yeah, I mean, it sometimes, you know, some of the best burger recipes I've tried are ones that are simple but just have really good ingredients when they're married together, and it's not overly complicated. So a lot of discussion goes into picking the finalists, and also trends are big, too, is what's the trends in culinary, and those are always taken in consideration. Ease of preparation, like I said, is pretty big. And overall, just taste appeal. We have each of the recipes produced here, and all the judges taste them, and then the finalists are picked.
Do you actually cook all 10,000 burgers that come in?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Oh, God, no.
You know, want to hear, one of the best tips I can give your listeners right now?
Absolutely.
And the best tip is follow the instructions when you enter your recipe. It's as simple as that. There are people that make it into recipe contests, winners and people that come out to compete, they know how to write a recipe. A lot of our recipes do not make it through legal because something wasn't, the measurements were wrong or they didn't enter it correctly. And it just takes a couple more minutes to make sure it is correct, because what happens is that won't make it through to the culinary panel, and it doesn't get, it won't even get looked at, which is unfortunate because some of the best recipes are the ones that don't make it through because they weren't entered properly. So I just want to leave that little hint out there that just take the extra time to enter the recipe.
So essentially you're saying don't drink and type.
Exactly. Well, you can drink and type, but remember everything's in moderation.
When you're looking at Build a Better Burger, obviously Sutter Home, you're the powerhouse in Napa Valley when you look at your facilities and everything. Do you take into consideration whether the burger pairs with your wines, or is it just strictly on the burger?
They always, usually when you enter the recipe, you can make a wine pairing, but we don't, that has no play in whether or not we pick that burger. It's always nice, of course, that they think about the wine and the burger pairing. A lot of people will use the ingredients of the sponsors, and that's always nice, but quite honestly, that doesn't come into the decision as well. I mean, those are very separate. But, of course, when you come out here and we do the cook-off, we have our wine paired with everyone's burgers. And if you go to one of the best features I think the Sutter Home has is if you go to Build a Better Burger, we have a burger base, and we have all the recipes, over 5,000 recipes that are we think are the best recipes that have ever been submitted. And you can just put in the wine or put in avocados or put in a certain type of beef or pork, and you can get all the recipes that have those ingredients that bubble up, and you can print them out.
Well, that is very, very cool. Well, Wendy, it's always great to hear from someone when we're not talking about wine, but talking about one of the great facets. And unfortunately for our listeners, I know that this year is closed, but it doesn't mean they can't go on the website and check out the best burgers that have been submitted. And what we'd love to do is when you get close to actually announcing everything, we'll have you back on the show and we'll have to talk about the burger that you think is the best.
That would be great. We're probably about a couple weeks away from that, and I'd love to do that.
All right. Well, Wendy, thank you very much. Go long, have fun, and you're going to have to let me know what you think about all the burgers. I can't imagine tasting all of those.
Oh, I'll tell you, I don't eat for 48 hours after I've tasted them, but they're delicious.
All right. Well, Wendy, thank you very much. All right, I'm Laura Lawson on The Wine Crush. We are going to take a small break right now, but after that, we are going to hear more from you.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. With the cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of invitation, you can't take.
I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Well, we just heard from Miss Wendy Nyberg talking about Build a Better Burger. I'm really going to have to learn to eat before I come into the studio. But I did have a moment to flip through the website and look at some of the different burgers that are out there. And I would strongly suggest any of you want to be gourmands next year, feel free, put an entry in, because I can't imagine some of these people winning with boiled eggs, fried eggs, and all kind of strange things that are hanging out in these burgers. So I do encourage you to go to Build a Better Burger and give it a shot. And as long as you're playing around on the internet, why don't you drop us a line too? We are at winecrush.com. You can interact with me personally at lauralawson@winecrush.com. And of course, check us out on Facebook. And of course, we want to hear from you and hear your charming, lilting voices. And to do that, call the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Let us know what's on your mind, give us an idea of questions, and anything we can do to help you. But right now, some of you are brave enough to have sent me a couple of emails. And right now, I have an email from Kathleen in Houston. And Kathleen writes, I want to host an engagement party for my best friend's daughter. I know what all the adults drink, but what are the young kids, the 22 or so, drinking these days? Are they drinking wine? And if so, what? Well, I would imagine the 21, 22-year-olds are drinking pretty much anything they can get their hands on, and it's for free. I seriously doubt they're going to be picky and they're going to care. But something you can use to your advantage, this is a great time to get people to open up and try different things. To start with answering your question, I would imagine 21 and 22-year-olds, yes, they're going to drink some wine. My guess is they're going to drink the sweeter portions of the wine. So I would have white Zinfandel. I would have Riesling. I would have Gewürztraminers. I would have the sweeter nature wines. Of course, you could also do some inexpensive Chardonnays that have a little bit of oak in them, and just let them try it. Obviously, if it's their engagement party, they're there at your disposal. You can have them drink whatever they want to. But I think those would be a good place to start, and also it will help broaden their horizons. But looking ahead when you're doing your engagement party, I think it's a great opportunity to teach them as well. My guess is from your email that you are a wine lover, and I would make a point to have some of your favorite offbeat wines there. It's never too late to start teaching about the glories of wine, and I think something like that in a structured environment with some great adults around who can help educate would be a great, great idea. Now, of course, whether they're going to pay one lick of attention to you or not, I really have no clue, but we can always hope, Kathleen. We can always hope. Let us know how it goes. Call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1, and let us know if you survive. Right now, we have an email from Justin in Carrollton, which actually leads in today's news story, but I find this fascinating. Justin writes very briefly, what is the fastest wine from grape to bottle? I assume what you're looking at is you're trying to figure out which bottle of wine has been in the bottle the least amount of time, or basically how quick it becomes wine. Justin, if you have something sitting in your bathtub, I think you're in trouble. Ultimately, when you're looking at making wine, it is fermented in about 10 days. So after about 10 days in the tank of all the little yeast running around eating all the sugar and converting it to alcohol, you pretty much can have a wine in 10 days. It's not drinkable. It's not something you want to swallow. But yeah, there's definitely wine there. I think probably what you are looking for, to the best of my knowledge, the most commercially available wine is Beaujolais Nouveau. It is out of France, and it's basically just the new Beaujolais. Excuse me. And in doing so, they harvest and they put it into bottle. It releases the fourth Thursday in November. So basically, it stays 3 months in bottle. And unless someone else knows differently, I think that's the first commercially available wine from this year's harvest. It's always released in the same year where it's harvested. So we can look for Beaujolais Nouveau 2009 to hit somewhere around November 20th.
What is your recommendation? How long does wine have to be in a bottle before it's drinkable?
I think the key to me, especially being a white wine drinker, I like it to spend time on oak. I like it to have time to settle down. I think a lot of times when you rush things from tank to bottle, you wind up with a whole lot of acid. It winds up very effervescent, and it has very, very sharp edges. Mm-hmm. The whole point to leaving it in a cask or leaving it in a bottle is to kind of smooth it out. You know, just kind of shave off those corners like we kind of like to do here. A diamond in the rough, so to speak.
Yes, we've done that before.
Yes, we all need things polished up here and there. So, Justin, I hope that answers your question. If not, please do email us back and clarify what you're looking for. And once again, if you're making this at home and trying to figure out if your grape juice is wine yet, by the time it blows the corks into the ceiling and you get in trouble with your upstairs neighbors, it's ready to drink. All right. Right now we have a call on the wine line. We have Glenn from Michigan. Glenn, welcome to the Wine Crush.
I often hear people talking about cleansing the palate. And I was just wondering, is there a surefire way to cleanse the palate, something that you can do every time between glasses of wine to totally, totally introduce you to the new tastes?
Well, Glenn, that's a very good question. For our listeners who don't really grasp the nature of that question, there is something called palate fatigue. And when you sit down, if you're tasting a lot of wines at one time, I want you to think about miles from sideways. And what happens is after a while, your taste buds slowly, slowly wear out. There's a whole bunch of different studies done saying that you can taste wine for an hour, you can taste 10 wines, you can taste 2 wines before it's not going to matter and your taste buds are dull. But one way to prevent that and for wines bleeding into each other, for those of you who's been out to Napa Valley or been out to Sonoma Valley or any winery, when you walk in the door, you sit there, they pour you wines, and there's this basket of crackers that's usually sitting on the counter. And that basket of crackers is not breakfast for those of you who did not have time to get to, say, a Hardee's before you went to the winery. It is actually to help clean your tongue. And it is not the best way because a lot of time people have salted crackers or flavored crackers. But the whole idea is to prepare your tongue and your palate for the next sip. Honestly, I think the best way to cleanse your palate between taste is a sparkling water. And it needs to be a perfectly pH neutral sparkling water. I think Voss does the best job of having a water out there that is totally non-flavorful and not leaving anything behind. So, Glenn, I know that when we do big tastings, I always have Voss sparkling out there, and there is a Carr's wafer cracker, and they have no salt on the top, they have no particular flavor, and they are a good balance as well. If anyone else has any good ideas on what they think is the best palate cleanser between the two. Give us a call, 877-4CRUSH-1, or email us at winecrushinfo@winecrush.com. See, my mind is just totally out there thinking about what I do to cleanse my palate. I had a good friend who swore by the fact that if they drank Sprite between each sip of wine, that each sip of wine would taste good because it would wash away the sugar. That tells you how much we have all learned. Well, right now, coming up in the next segment, we are going to talk about having a really good job. And God knows right now is a good time for all of us to wish we had a really good job. We have Hardy Wallace. He was the winner of the Murphy Good contest, and he is going to tell us all about the special things he is doing to advertise Murphy Good. All right, we'll take a small break, and then we will put Hardy on the spot.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer.
And you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
But I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine?
The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are ruminating over the ideas of wine contests and what they mean to you. Well, our next guest, wine contests mean a lot to him. He was voted as Murphy Good's Really Good Job winner. So, Hardy, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Great, Laura. Thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's fun to have you. We had so much fun working with Dave and getting everything set up so we could help advertise part of the Really Good Job. So we had to have the winner and see if you are really worth all the buildup.
We'll see.
Yeah, Hardy, we're going to put you on the spot today now. We promised Dave we'd do that, so we'll see what happens.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, tell us, what is it that you did differently than all the other people who entered to win a Really Good Job?
That's a darn good question, because there were so many awesome applicants out there. At, you know, I guess I was the peg that fit the size hole or the shape hole that they had, and it all came together. So,
so you didn't descend to bribery. You didn't send people cookies or wine or flowers,
well,
or,
you know, maybe some cookies here and there, and I really wanted to. Before doing this, and like you said, it wasn't a contest. It was a job application process, and I wanted to do the things that you would, you know, if you're going for any type of job, whether it's the wine country lifestyle correspondent. I mean, you get a body of work, you show that you can do the job before you even get there. And so, I mean, besides just the video, besides, you know, a standard application, I mean, I built a pretty phenomenally, you know, a community of, you know, energized advocates behind me that really helped push me all the way to where I am today. So I really kind of got a grassroots movement going of people that supported me.
That's a good way to do it, and that's what I think Murphy Good was looking for all along, is a grassroots comment.
Absolutely.
So, I think you definitely have a handle on that. So there you are. You've made it. You're in your 6 weeks of 6 months of a really, really good job. What was the first thing you did at your really good job?
The first thing that I did once I got to Healdsburg was sit on the couch and take a nap.
I can relate to that.
No, they. My process actually started in Atlanta about 2 weeks ago. They had a going away party for me. Where I am from, Atlanta.
So oh, you are. Bless your heart.
Thank you. And you obviously know the Southern terminology there with the bless your heart.
I am a Georgia girl through and through. I do bleed red and black myself.
Excellent. Oh, well, I'm not sure about red and black. I live real close to Tech, so better look out.
I'm sorry. Did we drop him?
I think he's gone now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, getting back, you had your going away party in Atlanta.
Right. So, you know, we had kind of a great, you know, celebration with a lot of the local supporters there. And then I went straight from there to Kansas City and did kind of a media blitz there, got on NBC in Kansas City, did some social media presentations to the community. From there to Denver, from Denver actually here, that's where I got my nap in. And then the first thing that we did, we had a giant Liar's Dice tournament and barbecue at the tasting room for about 100 people.
Oh, very fun. And anytime you play that with Dave, you know you're just doomed.
Oh, absolutely. It's thank gosh no money was on the table, because they'll be winning back my paycheck really quickly. Which I really think that's the whole theory. They're like, hey, we can throw out any number out there. We're getting 85% of it back in winnings.
I think that's probably how they think. But you're an Atlanta boy. You have a way to figure out and beat these kids.
That's right.
All right. Well, looking ahead, the whole point of a really good job was to really use the whole guerrilla media warfare movement that's out there, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's anything that's digital. What is your plan of action? What is the first thing you're going to do to advocate a really good job?
The first thing you need to do is let people know. I mean, the whole thing that I was advocating before, that wine is fun, wine is enjoyable. It's not about, you know, it's not about scores. It's not about, you know, wine intelligence and book smarts. It's about getting out there and, you know, sharing good wine with good people and creating videos and creating content that people want to see and people want to talk about. And not just creating content, but creating conversations and having, hey, let's approach wine in a different way. Let's approach it fun. And it's not just taking, I mean, I don't like the term where people say, oh, we're going to take the snobbery out of wine. Because it's not that. You're going to make it fun and exciting. And, you know, it's not everyone understands football the first time they see it. But you know what? They're captivated. And it's like, okay, well, I don't understand.
Unless, of course, they're watching a Georgia Tech game.
Exactly. Well, they're watching a Georgia Tech game right there. Absolutely.
Yes. Sorry, Hardy. You asked for that. There's nothing captivating about watching a jacket.
No, actually, I'm not sure. I'll disagree with that. It's a different world than the Bulldogs.
See, it's a lot of fun for you now that you're in media. All of us in media can put you on the spot and see how you handle it.
That's right. Okay. That's right. As long as it's a Georgia team, I'm all right.
All right. Well, Hardy, I think what you're going to be doing is fun. It's definitely what we've been doing here at the Wine Crush for a while, is we're trying to demystify wine. We want people to find wine in their everyday life and go for it and have fun. Exactly. It's not about what's in the bottle. It's about what's around you. And that's the most important thing you can remember when you're drinking wine or trying to teach about wine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the people that you're with. It's, you know, at the end of the time, did you have a good night, a good day? Did you love the people you're with, and would you want to do it again?
All right. Well, Hardy, hopefully during your time at Murphy Good, we will call upon you. We'll see how you're progressing and see what you have come up with.
Awesome, Laura. Really, really appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. We have to take a small break here at the Wine Crush, but you need to stay tuned, because when we come back, we might have a contest of our own up our sleeve. So hang around.
A party? And you didn't invite us?
The Wine Crush.
You ain't getting rid of us that easy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
The Wine Crush.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are wrapping up a great show that has been all about wine contests today. How to find them, how to enter, and how to win them. A moment ago, though, I had started talking before I got carried away with Justin's email. I did not get today's wine news, and it's very, very important news, so I've got to bring it up now. Harvest for 2009 has officially begun. In Napa Valley, in Sonoma, they are finally taking the grapes off the vine. They are going to make it into another vintage of great, outstanding wine. And I personally am looking forward to getting my paws and seeing what this year can bring. There's been no frost. There's been no rain. There's been no hail. There hasn't been heat. There's been water. So 2009 should turn out to be a really good year. Unlike our really good job, of course. So anyway, for those of you just looking for an excuse to celebrate, that is definitely a reason. I think I'll have to break out bubbly and have next week's recommendations be about bubbles because harvest has started. So we'll see if we can't Shanghai some of these very tired, worn out, dreary, pretty much sleep-deprived, dead-headed winemakers and drag them on the show and see what entertaining things we can make them say under duress. So that will be forthcoming in the upcoming shows. But right now, because we have spent the day talking about wine contest, we have to get to the heart of the matter. If you want to think about the nature of wine contest, I think Wendy Nyberg from Sutter Home summed it up well. The whole point of the contest is not to be snobby, it's not to take the snobbery out of it, but to make you realize that wine is part of an everyday lifestyle. And I agree with Wendy, what better way to do it than with a burger? I mean, obviously, if you're from the South, like Hardy is, maybe a piece of fried chicken would work better. But nevertheless, when you're looking at what they're doing, it's incorporating it to day in, day out, no special occasions. And I think at the heart of these contests, that's what brings it all about, and that's why you're seeing so many of them. So for our listeners, check out the websites. Go actually type into Google and type in 2009 Wine Contest. There's a lot of fun stuff out there. There's a lot of great prizes to be won, and I think you ought to pursue them. Personally, if y'all decide to get into Gunny Bunny's poetry contest, send it here. We'll see if we can advocate you, and I just want to see what you're writing. But right now, of course, we've got to get on board this whole little wagon rolling west and have our own wine contest here at The Crush. So for those of you who are over 21, we are going to sponsor a contest for the next 8 weeks. Get your pen and piece of paper down, because here's what we're looking for. Because wine is supposed to be an everyday occurrence and part of your lifestyle, we are going to be looking for the most bizarre photographs of you drinking wine. Whether it's on the steps of the White House, whether it's on the Appalachian Trail, whether it's at a NASCAR race, whether it's mowing your yard, whether you're having a glass of wine on a plane, which ought to be a rarity since you can't even get a peanut, much less a glass. But wherever you are, take a picture of what you're doing to drink wine in your everyday life and email it to us at info@winecrush.com. We'll post them on the website. We'll pick a winner and let y'all vote. All right, I'm Laura Lawson, and this is The Wine Crush reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.